Hello, folks. Welcome to Adriana's Mystic Connections here on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And I'm your host, Adriana. Today we're doing something a little different. I'm hosting as well as presenting the show. So bear with me. I'm having just a few technical difficulties as I come up to speed. Well, here we are in the middle of May. I'm not sure what the weather is where you are, but it's sort of rainy here. I'm looking forward to July when I will be presenting at the Great Lakes Retreat, which is in Olivet College, Michigan, and I'm excited. I'm teaching an angel workshop class this year, and I'd like to talk a little bit about the Great Lakes Retreat and the workshop that I will be teaching. So the workshop I will be teaching is about angels. And we think we know a lot about angels. Certainly we hear a lot about angels. And there's a lot about angels in popular media. But the truth is we know very little about angels. The information that we have comes from different religious texts, mainly from the Abrahamic Big Three, and it's conflicting, doesn't make sense in many cases, and is not really in line with our view of angels today. For instance, angels were sometimes purported to have 1,000 eyes and look like wheels, or to have 6 wings, and some of those a flame. In fact, angels from the earliest times sound more like machines than they do living creatures. What we know today is that those people who report seeing angels regularly talk about people with wings. Instead, they talk about people who arrive in strange circumstances where the people reporting say they needed help or something was going on. A kind stranger appears, and the stranger can be male or female, has been of different ages, usually not a child, though, appears, assists, and then mysteriously vanishes. Everyone looks around for the person who saved the day, and the person's not there. Although some people have reported visions of angels with wings, historically, angels have not had wings. And it was only until about the 3rd or 4th century that paintings with wings for angels became popular. Now, depending upon which religion you want to go back to, there's 10 different hierarchies or choirs of angels, or there's 9 different. And the names of the angels are also different. So, really, the more you study this, the more you find out the strange dichotomies. And if you're trying to figure out the different choirs or who belongs to what group, then good luck with that, too. because angels seem to rise and fall. And depending upon which text you're reading, it depends on where an angel lies. For instance, Michael, an archangel that most of us are very familiar with, is also considered a seraphim, which is the highest rank of angels. And yet, we're not sure exactly what seraphim are. They're described as fiery beings. And seraphim is also a synonym for serpents. Now, we know that several religions prior to Christianity found serpents holy and sacred. And it would be nice for the serpent population, I think I'm speaking for all of the serpent population of the world, to be found holy again, because they're really tired of being killed just for being snakes, by the way. There is some discussion now about the ley lines of the earth being represented, and the ley lines, of course, are the power lines of the earth, the grid, and there's some places that just emanate power, and these can be represented, and there's thinking that they have been represented in the past with serpent forms. But I digress. So, seraphim are considered the highest angelic class, and they serve as the caretakers of God's throne. They're considered the angels that are constantly singing the praises, and keeping the whole earth full of the Lord's glory. They're described as fiery six-winged beings. And when you look at a picture of seraphim, it's striking that the flames, the four wings of the flame shooting down, look just like rockets. Rocket flames. Then, of course, we've got the cherubim. And they have four faces. And a lot of these angelic connections seem to also crisscross different religious modalities, because we know in the Hindu religion, there's gods that have four faces. And you wonder how much it is to someone crossing someone else's path, hearing a story, and then bringing it forth, and later it turns into cherubim as opposed to Hindu gods. Cherubim have four faces, one of a man, an ox, a lion, and an eagle. And if for those of you who also know the tarot, you know that all four of those are on the Wheel of Fortune card in the Rider-Waite deck. They have four conjoined wings covered with eyes, a lion's body figure, and they have ox's feet. Cherubim guard the way to the tree of life in the Garden of Eden and the throne of God. Now, we also know that there's some similarity to Egyptian gods here, and, of course, the Sphinx has the body of a lion. So, again, we're seeing that interjoining and that intertwining of different faiths and different beliefs. Then we have the thrones. Thrones are considered as adoring elder men who listen to the will of God and present the powers of men. The 24 elder men in the book of Revelation are usually thought to be part of the group of angels. And it struck me that this description also describes the lords of the Akashic Records. And for those of us who are familiar with the Akashic Records, which in modern times was brought forth by Edgar Cayce, Akashic Records are where every thought, every action, every deed that we have done in the past and the future. Sorry for the noise. Hold on 1 second. Ah, Virgin Australia commercials, lovely. Where was I? The Akashic records record our lives. And so every thought, every feeling, every moment of our lives are recorded and can be reviewed and are reviewed at the end of our lives. Now, we have more than one life. We have several lifetimes. And all of them are in a continuous string or stream, considering however you consider the Akashic records, that you can go back and review. So you go and you look at what was there, what you did, what you accomplished in your life chart, what you were able to create, what you almost did. Oops, those oopses. That moment when you lost your temper and you swore you weren't going to lose your temper. And, you know, being a parent, there's always, you know, your high five moments and there's your, oh, wow, am I a horrible parent moment. So all those get reviewed. Now, angels are never considered to be people. Angels are a separate class of being. We know that. And yet here, the thrones are considered to be adoring elder men. And notice, of course, this is from ancient texts. So this adoring elder men, they didn't fit any adoring elder women in there, did they? Did you hear about the Catholic priest who died, crossed over to the other side, had a conversation with a woman who told him she was the face of God? He came back and he said, I've gone the other side and God is a woman. I love that. Love that. All right. Now, thrones, these adoring elder men, are depicted as wheels with 1,000 eyes. Wheels. And we know wheel of time, right? But wheels, that doesn't sound angelic, does it? That sounds mechanical. Mechanical. Dominions. Dominions are angels of leadership. They regulate the duties of the angels, making known the commands of God. They are a group of angels who help keep the world in proper order. They deliver God's justice into unjust situations, showing mercy to human beings and helping angels in lower ranks stay organized. Wow. You know, huge hierarchy. All these angels. That doesn't sound like angels to me. Does that sound like angels to you? People who are checking up, making sure you made your bed, you're ready for duty, attend, ha! Dominions are coming through. Because, of course, we who decide what angels are, and that's us, right, through the centuries, through history, decide what are angels, and we tell other people what are angels, and so then all this is written down and recorded. How did they figure this out? How did they decide this? It just doesn't sound very angelic to me. And here, dominions are depicted with wings and swords. Michael also fits into this class because Michael is an archangel. Michael is a seraphim, but he's also a warrior angel. So virtues. Virtues are strongholds, help make signs and miracles happen in the world. Virtues are known as spirits of motion and control the elements. They are sometimes referred to as the shiny ones. Well, we also know these as elementals, don't we? Or divas. And so, once again, here is an entity that several different religions have experienced. That are considered sacred for pagan and for Wiccan communities as being the elementals or the garden divas or those. And in the angelic realm, they're considered virtues. They govern all nature. They have control over seasons, stars, moon. Even the sun is subject to their command. They are also in charge of miracles and provide courage, grace, and valor. Gabriel is also known as a virtue as well as an archangel. So, again, here we have angels that cross plateaus that are considered to be more than one group. And I think that are trying to classify angels is like trying to figure out how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. I think that's just about as possible. It's funny to me. I know angels from my connection with them. And when I see them, I generally do not see wings. I see helpful beings. The first time I saw angels, I thought they were doctors because they were wearing white coats. Beautiful, beautiful young men and women, approximately age of 30, I would say. They looked like me in their facial coloring and their hair. I think that probably angels appear to people as that person's race dictates. I'm not sure, but I'll bet you it's true. It's kind of what makes sense to me. And I've seen angels a number of times. And I've been an angel. You too can be an angel. Just help people around you in need. Do not take any money or any gifts of gratitude. And don't give your name. And leave when it's over. Just leave. You don't need to be around. They don't need to have your contact information. Just go. I'm a road angel. And now that I spend more time at home, I'm not as busy on the roads, but I have several wonderful stories about helping people on the road and the divine intervention it provided. It was fun. It was helpful. It was needed. It was necessary. I was definitely the hands and feet of angels. And then, of course, we have archangels and we have then guardian angels. And depending on who you ask, there's four archangels or there's seven archangels. A lot of what we're told about angels is passed down. And Doreen Virtue has sort of created her own religion about angels and brought a lot of lost angels into prominence. So I'm going to be teaching all about this at the Great Lakes Retreat. I'm so excited. And then we're also going to be creating oracle cards. What are oracle cards? Oracle cards are divination tools. So if you're familiar with oracle decks, you've seen the animal totem decks, or which I love that deck. Or you've seen Doreen Virtues. She has a ton of them. Well, we will be actually creating 4 oracle cards, and we'll be putting different components together on the cards, and then at the end you'll leave with laminated cards you can use for divination going forward. And it's a great way of discovering the process within yourself of how you connect with oracle cards and creating and signs and symbols and what's important to you. And it's connecting further with your angels, because you're selecting the types of angels and the names of angels and the colors and the symbols and signs that they direct you to. Which brings us to the question again, what are angels? What are angels? For those of you hanging out, by the way, and listening, thank you so much. And I will be taking calls at the half-hour mark. We'll start into that. So bear with me a little bit more while we talk about angels. Angels are not human. Now, there is a belief or an understanding that half of the angels fell. That there was a group of angels led by Lucifer, who was at the left hand of God, who disagreed with God and was punished and was cast out of heaven, cast into the bowels of the earth. And because volcanoes come from the bowels of the earth and it's very hot, hell is considered to be extremely hot. And there's considered to be 9 levels of hell. And this is because of a book called Dante's Inferno. And it was a novel. But this novel depicted Dante's transition. He went through the 9 levels of hell. And then there was also another book about Dante rising through the heavenly levels as well. But no one really refers to that. From that book, there was a painting done that depicted the 9 levels. And that's where we get the information that we know about hell today. So it came from a novel. The information that I have been told is, I know that there is not a hell. I know that. But I also know that there are, for want of a better word, antechambers or waiting rooms that people sometimes don't get to go all the way to the other side or don't want to go all the way to the other side. It's amazing how many people who cross who then want to wait around for a significant other or for some particular event. So, are there demons? No, I do not believe there are demons. However, I will tell you that researching this subject, and in researching this subject and delving into this subject, I have had more visitations by negative entities than I have had in my lifetime. And it's not pleasant. I got to tell you, it is not pleasant. And when I'm experiencing it, sometimes it takes me a little while to figure out what's going on. Because the impact is that I first get is just fear and fearful images. So I'm not sure why this is, because I know that angels are angels are angels. So why am I experiencing these psychic attacks, for want of a better word? There are negative entities out there. There absolutely are negative entities. Now, does that mean they're evil? Remember Saturday Night Live? Is that evil? Dana Carvey. No. That doesn't. So for those of you who are scratching your heads, evil is a man-made term. Evil is not a godly term. Evil is a man-made term used for the purposes of war. It's used to turn one group against another, which to me is the definition of evil. Do not like that term. I know it's manipulative and it's not used correctly. Right? You cannot come up with one thing that you can say is completely and totally evil. You cannot. Oh, killing someone. Oh, well, if you do that in a war, you're a hero. If you do that in self-defense, then you're justified. If you do that accidentally, oh, it's an accident. People pointing at other people, Donald Trump, and saying that a group is evil, or, and I don't know that he's used the term evil, but that needs to be ostracized, that is evil. Right? Hitler got his fellow Germans to kill 6 million Jews by saying that they were evil. Be really careful when you listen to people who use that word, because they're trying to achieve an effect. George Bush got us into two wars by judicious use of the word evil against other countries. Remember his axis of evil? We have got to be thinking, aware, independent people and allow the fact that there are people in this world with other viewpoints, other religions. There are many people who consider the fact that I am intuitive, that I'm a psychic, that makes me evil. And in the Bible, it says, do not suffer a witch, kill her. Anytime someone is pointing out to someone else that something is evil, what they're saying is it's okay to attack that something. As I mentioned earlier, snakes would very much appreciate it if they could be taken off that list. Millions, millions of snakes have been killed just for the fact that they're a serpent. Not because they did anything wrong, just because they're a snake. So, do I believe that angels, half of angels, are evil? No. But are there negative forces? Yes. And when you start looking around at the stories about the dark side of angels, particularly on the internet, be careful. Do some protection because you will attract negative energies. And I have. And I do a lot of clearing and a lot of cleanup afterwards. Area code 780, welcome. Hello?
Hey, Adriana, how's it going?
Hi, Jay. Great. So what do you think of my topic today?
Oh, I've been listening to it, and I think what you can say about angels, there's really one angel that was actually on us Earth, and that was Metatron.
Right.
So
yes.
That's the only angel I know of.
He changed into Metatron. He became Metatron.
Yeah.
And Metatron is the angel of different shapes. He's the sacred geometry angel.
Yeah.
And some consider him to be the highest of angels. So it really just depends on who you're listening to.
I thought Archangel Michael was the highest angel.
You know, it really depends on who you're talking to. Some people think that Uriel is the highest angel.
Okay.
I know.
So you could say all the angels are highest.
You can definitely say all the angels are highest. You know, I think that it's a man-made thing that we want to classify and determine who's in charge. Enoch, who was the great-great-grandfather of Noah, recorded a lot of what we know about angels. And then after he ascended and turned into Metatron.
Mm.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. And there's angels have been powerful and then less powerful. Because for a while, angels were considered the most powerful of beings, and then they were demoted below God.
I thought they were messengers for God.
And they are, right? They are messengers, and Gabriel is the messenger angel. But there's just, less like everything else, right? There's a lot of politics going on in who is who on the angelic side of things. So have you ever communicated with angels?
Well, angels always communicate to me most of the time.
Now, I have read, and this has not been my experience, but I have read that angels don't talk to you, that you can experience emotions with angels, but that if you're talking to someone, it's a spirit guide. But that has not been my particular experience. Has that been your experience?
No, they communicate me through numbers that I can recognize.
Mm.
Repetitive numbers.
Like how?
Well, for example, I was at a traffic light, and there was actually a song on the radio that was playing. It was an angel song. And then on the radio car dash, the time was 444.
Oh, yes.
So they communicate me that way. And just sometimes when people are talking, they communicate through that person too. So I just recognize it. They have a certain signature. If I close my eyes, I see blue dots, which tells me that there's Archangel around.
Yeah, Mike. Mhm.
Yeah. So that way, and yeah, that's how they do it. that's how they communicate through me and for other people. It's their own, how would you say it? There's no, it's not their own way of doing it, but they would recognize that. They would say, you know, Archangels, can you communicate to me through that I would understand? So for me, it's numbers,
yeah.
And it's a different sign. So, yeah. And feathers. Feathers is a good one, too. Lots of feathers around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, feathers. There are angels watching over us.
Yeah. So that's how they communicate to me.
How is yoga going?
Oh, this one's going to be a challenging one. It's the air module. Very
the
swift.
The air module.
Very swift. Very swift. Yeah, it's the air. It has to do with trust. So, it's a good one. It's I just started it last week. No, I started on a Monday, last Monday. So it's going to be really, really a good one. It's got to really be centered and have a, you know, don't exhaust myself, because it's a very swift moving yoga.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's so much more to yoga than we realize, you know.
That's true. That's true. But,
well, thank you so much for calling in and keep us appraised of what's going on in the yoga world, how this phase is going.
Yeah, thank you. And before I go, you know, I was at a Rock and Gem show last weekend, and I bought some stones, and I swear I could hear some angels. Like, when I picked up the stones, I hear this, like, angels, a choir or something. Yeah, it was just really interesting.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. Was it a white stone?
No, a shungite.
Hmm.
Black stone.
Describe that for us.
Looks like granite. Comes from Russia. It's a conductive stone. Great for grounding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really good stone, you know, to work with.
I love stones, and I collect them, and I also purchase them. They definitely change your vibration when you're close to them, and it's wonderful to understand how connected we are to Earth and how Earth's treasures speak to us that way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a beautiful, blessed day.
You too. And have a... Yep, have an angel blessed day.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Take care. So I'm going to be teaching this class about angels, and I'm excited about this class. And you can get more information about this class by going to the Great Lakes Retreat. And thegreatlakesretreat.org and reading about it. And if you'd like, I can also get you a free pass. So if you're in the Michigan area, and all of that is actually closer to the Indiana border, so Indiana, Ohio, or even Illinois area, it's within a day's drive. Come visit us. Area code 313, welcome in.
Hi, how are
Hello,
you?
What's your
Hi,
name?
How are you? Sherelle.
Good. Love taking callers from 313 from Michigan area codes. So what's your name
Yay.
And where are you calling from?
Around Michigan, just like you said.
And what's your question today?
I just recently saw Sam yesterday. What did you pick up on that? How did he feel when he saw me yesterday?
A Sam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think he's interested in the connection with you. I think he wants to, I think, reconnect. But I'm also getting caution signs. So be careful and go slow. And what I'm hearing is there's a reason why you and Sam parted ways before or didn't connect mm-hmm. completely before. And, you know, just be aware of that. So be careful. I'm seeing caution signs. Proceed, but cautiously.
Okay.
And he's a good man, and he wants a future. So he's trying to figure out if you're the one he wants a future with. There's some issues or concerns there. I think more on his side than your side. So proceed, but go cautiously.
Okay, just go cautiously. Okay.
Yeah. All right, thank you so much for calling
in.
And, you know, if you would like more information about the Great Lakes Retreat, you can email me, and I will get you a day-free coupon, and that includes your meals and everything. And so you can email me at adriana@mysticconnections.com or mysticconnect, that's two C's and two N's, at AOL.com. Or you can just go to my website. And that's mysticconnections.com. Yes. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Good luck with Sam. And in researching for this class, I'm learning more and more about the dark side of angels, if you will. And there's a lot of fascinating information there. There's some people who feel like Lucifer is actually following God's will and just doing this, creating situations for people to learn, and is getting just a lot of hate dumped on them. So we will see. I think that if you believe that angels are love and connected with God, then you're going to be happy with your connections with angels. Area code 917. Hello.
Hello, Adrienne. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. Where are you calling from?
New York City.
Hello, welcome. And what's your question today?
Actually, I spoke to you about 3 weeks ago regarding a health issue and so forth. It's regarding kind of an injury to a leg. I'm wondering whether you're picking up anything regarding whether I'm well on the way to recovery or anything else.
Hmm. You know, they're showing me slow. You have to be slow. And they're showing me a cavity of some type.
A cavity?
Yes. Of some type.
Huh.
So it's almost like you're rebuilding. It's almost like you're rebuilding flesh. They're saying they're saying you need to bear some weight on your leg. Not a lot, but bear some weight, that's part of the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
That you have got bear some weight on the leg. But just do it lightly and do it slowly. And this is going to be a process for you. This is not going to happen overnight. Yes, you're getting better, but this is something you have to go through, and it's going to take a while. And it's really important that you do the therapy. So there's therapy you're supposed to be doing, physical therapy of some type, with someone, but there's also therapy you're supposed to be doing alone.
Okay.
Or at home. Maybe you don't have to do it alone, but you're supposed to be doing it at home, too. They're also showing me, do you ever lay on your back, lift your leg up, and, like, stretch your leg towards the ceiling?
Oh, yeah, on the hamstring. Yes.
They're showing me that. Very important. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do see it getting better. I do see you getting better, but I see that this is very much a process. It's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
So you're moving in the right direction. And they're saying you don't do enough therapy at home.
Oh, that's true.
They're
it's
paddling
true.
On you.
Yeah.
So just push yourself. Oh, do you take baths?
I have a small apartment, so I take showers, and every once in a while I'll create like with a pan and do Epsom salts for my leg.
They want you to do Epsom salts for your leg and soak in Epsom salts. They
yeah.
said that that helps a great deal.
Okay.
And they understand you can't do it all the time, but they'd like you to try to manifest that for yourself somehow once a week.
Oh, that I can do. Once a week I can do.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I ask a follow-up question? Is there a soul purpose or something in this? Is there a meaning for it other than just, you know, I have an injury?
Right, right. Generally, this is just to help you reconnect with the things that are important in life. There seems to be some connection with a past life somehow. And in that life, you had a similar injury, but you also had a brain injury in that life. And I think you died from an infection or something. So you didn't get to fully go through this experience. Are you having wonky things happen with your brain, too?
Every once in a while, I'll feel disoriented, like a little bit dizzy, but, you know, wonky as in, like, in any other way.
Not like dizzy or disoriented or, like, what the heck's going on? Part of that is that past life experience. And I feel like you're going to be in a different place in 2017, but it may be like mid-2017. So this process is going to take at least a year from where you are now.
And being
but
a
you're headed
place,
in the right direction.
Okay. And being a different place, are you talking about that literally or you're talking about that like mentally and spiritually?
Mentally and spiritually and physically, as far as your body and your ability to change how you're feeling, to change your physical abilities. But this is something you're going to always have to do stretches and you're always going to have to work on.
Oh, darn.
Your body is going to be different after this, so you're going to have to just be aware of it. Thank you for calling in.
I want to say thank you for the advice. It makes me feel better, and I appreciate that.
Oh, you're so welcome. My pleasure. And area code 706. Hi, thanks for being so patient. Welcome in. Area code 706.
Thank you. I enjoyed listening, especially the reading you just gave, how certain things that are happening to us, even medically, sometimes are just part of the process.
Yeah.
I thought about myself when you were telling her that. But I am calling this morning in reference to friendships.
And your name
Adriana,
and where are you calling from?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
My name is Sophia, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
I love that name.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I'm calling in
so
reference to
friendships.
Yes.
Okay, and what I'm hearing is you have to let sleeping dogs lie. Okay? So don't raise the dead. And if things have happened in the past that you were upset about, understand that you've grown and you're a better, clearer person. And the people around you are better, clearer people, too. So don't try to make up for the past. Don't try to blame anyone for the past. It's better just to move on from here. Friendships are sacred. We're lucky to have them. If you have a friendship with someone, understand that that person has reached out their hand to you as well as you reaching their hand out to them. And don't put too much on the friendship. Don't ask too much. But what's your question?
Okay. It's funny you say it that way, because normally I'm not the asker. I'm the one that's being pretty much bared on too often. But my question this morning was in reference to there's a friend, and I think she's kind of I don't push my – I just came out the spiritual closet myself this year. So mm-hmm. I don't push anything on anyone. If something comes up, you know, I may state my opinion, or I may state – I won't say opinion – I may state that I no longer wholly believe that way. I've kind of had a shift in my life. And there's a friend that kind of, I think, is kind of going through the same thing. Now, she will call and ask me my opinion of things, but I told mm-hmm. her last week, I was just got it to tell her, I'm here to help in any way possible. However, I think this is something she's going to have to travel on her own as far as, you know, her experiences and her beliefs. And
I will tell you that that was true advice, and I will tell you that people hate hearing it, because
okay.
I hear that a lot. I
okay.
hear, okay, this
but
is part of their journey,
the
and they're going to have to figure this out. And they're like, but I paid you for a reading so you could tell me what I'm supposed to do. Like, ooh, well then, let me get out my tarot card. So good for that advice. I completely understand, and I think you were absolutely right. And,
okay.
you know, the problem with giving advice is that you are on the hook once you give it. Either you're then right or you're wrong. And there's sometimes where you give advice, and then, especially in a love relationship, oh, my God. You tell someone,
I
don't think that person's the right one for you, and then they get married.
It's funny you bring that up, because this particular friend is married to someone that I felt that way about in the beginning, but I would never tell her, because I knew that's her journey, just like my relationships have been my own journey. And sometimes we can interject, I feel like we can, and kind of mess up people's lessons when you just, you know, I wouldn't be where I am if I hadn't have made some of the bad choices I did.
You know, my dad has a wonderful saying, and he says everyone has the right to their own adventures. And we should not try to
correct.
Take them that away from them.
Correct.
Because I'm a rescuer. I can help. I'm right here. You know, I'm an earth angel. I want to run in and help people. And a lot of times, the best thing to do is to let someone process it rather than try to save them. So,
correct.
You're right. It's a good point. It's a good point. This friend of yours is testing you. So be aware that if something is pushing past your boundaries, you need to tell this person, hey, I don't feel comfortable with this. I still like you, but I don't want to do this. Let's do something else.
You know what? I think what you're picking up is another friend. And the reason I say that is, and that's not even who I'm calling about, I don't talk to her as much as I used to. And that's why I was able to explain to this other friend, what resonates with me may not resonate with you along this path.
Right.
So that's
right.
why you've got to, the friend that you're talking about now, there are certain things, you're right, it didn't resonate with me. Nothing bad or good, but I was all, and I would say, yeah, I would end up going to these meetups or these circles or to, you know, other little stuff. And I knew that didn't resonate with me, you know, but
mm-hmm.
I would do it because I did know how to say no, but I just wanted to be a supportive friend. But I had to learn in this walk, you can't do that. You've got to stick with what resonates with you.
Yes. Because otherwise, although it's gentle and sweet, you're sort of lying to the person and lying to yourself.
To myself, most of all, correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like me saying that as soon as this radio show's over, I'm going to hop right to those dinner dishes. Yeah.
I don't have many friends amongst this journey.
I don't either. I have a lot of people who are friendly, and I have acquaintances, but I only have a few close friends that I really rely on. Yeah, I was just having that conversation.
I've accepted it, that that just may be the way this is, and I'm finally okay with that. In the beginning, I wasn't. But really quick, being that you're thinking of that, there's a guy that I'm dating. I can only answer one question.
I'm sorry, but if you have a longer question, you can reach out to me at mysticconnections.com or Adriana at mysticconnections.com. I have to do that because
And I completely understand. We were talking about this journey, and I was thinking about him. I haven't come out the closet to him, but I completely understand, and there are other callers. Thank you so much, Adriana.
You're welcome. Take a risk. You know, doesn't hurt to reach out your hand in friendship and say, hey, want a cup of coffee? What's the worst thing they can say is, I'm married, but I would, but, you know. All right. Have a blessed day. All right. Well, thank you for joining me today. I have loved talking to you. This is one of my favorite subjects. Favorite subjects, angels. Area code 347. Hi.
Hi, Adriana. This is Tanika.
Hello.
Hi.
And what's your question today? Let's see if we can squeeze it in.
I just wanted to know. I just had a dream, like about 5 minutes ago. I just woke up that my stepfather passed away. I just want to know if everything is going to be, if everything's okay, or if any parents or anyone I need to.
I feel like that's a warning. So just be aware. I feel like there's something going on. It might not be physical death, but it's a request from spirit for you to reach out to that person. So reach out to them and connect with them. And who's having headaches? Who is that?
I do sometimes on the side where I went through brain surgery last year around this time.
Oh, I see. My head is aching because you went through brain surgery. Okay. And maybe because of the headaches. They want you to make sure your electrolytes are balanced and that you're drinking enough water. And there's also something about posture, making sure your body is correctly supporting your head.
Okay, yeah. Because my pillow was hurting when I just woke up. And my legs, like I'm bedridden today after working all week on my legs. There's something going on my legs. My legs are too much in pain. I don't know what's going on.
There's a spinal misalignment, and it's between your skull and your neck that's affecting your legs. And you would benefit from being in water, like swimming. That would help. You need to strengthen your posture, and you'll feel better. Oh, we're almost out of time. Well, we're out of time. Let's just put it that way. Thank you, everyone, for joining me. Love this hour every month. And next month we'll talk more about the Great Lakes Retreat. If you are connecting with your spiritual self, this is a week-long place for you to deepen your spiritual connection. Go to thegreatlakesretreat.org to find out more. Blessings, everyone. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Thanks again for joining me.